A warning to the Irish motor industry of anti-competitive practices in the sale, maintenance and repair of vehicles from the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, or CCPC. They've written to car manufacturers and dealerships after complaints from motorists who were told that their warranty will be void if they have their vehicle serviced or repaired outside an authorised dealership network, or if non-original or non-manufacturer supplied spare parts are used. Craig Whelan is with us. He's Director of Antitrust at the CCPC. Thank you very much for coming into us. Tell us more about these complaints that you got.
Sure. So we've received lots of complaints from consumers who are saying essentially that. They're saying my car warranty has been invalidated, or I've been warned that it will be rendered invalid if simply because I might take my car to get serviced at an independent garage rather than an authorised dealership. So what we're saying is this risks breaching competition law, but not only that, it drives up costs for consumers and inconveniences them, and it leads to a reduction in competition between authorised dealerships and independent repairers.
Just to be clear, it's not true then, is it? Your warranty isn't invalidated if you go somewhere else.
So that's what we're saying. So it shouldn't be. That should not be the case. And if car manufacturers, if car companies are imposing these conditions on consumers, they risk breaching competition law.
So who have you written to?
So we've written to the entire industry. So we've written to importers, distributors, authorised dealerships. There's different models used by different car companies, so we've taken a wide approach to this. We've written to the sellers to give them a warning about this conduct, and also to independent garages to remind them of their rights to be able to repair vehicles.
And has anybody come back to you?
Well, we only sent the letter out on at the end of last week. We've been engaging bilaterally with manufacturers and car companies as these issues came into us. We realised that was a bit more widespread than we first thought, so we've taken that step back and done this sector-wide approach. We've gotten good engagement so far, we've gotten information provided to us, and we're considering what next steps to take. And once we get our response to the letter that we sent last week, we'll take it from there.
I'll come back to the next steps just a moment. Just go back to the idea that can dealerships, can manufacturers set the terms of the warranty so that if they say you have to go through us, can they do that?
They can, of course, set the terms of the warranty. They can recommend that you go to to authorised dealerships, and they can say...
It's their warranty, isn't it?
It is, of course, their warranty, but if they set conditions in that warranty which say you must go to an authorised dealership for every repair, every service, at the pain of losing that warranty, that risks breaching competition law. And this has happened elsewhere in European countries. There's been enforcement action taken, and we're seeing similar complaints here, and we're considering taking enforcement action too.
If you have an electric car, do you not have to go through the dealership?
Look, again, it's the principles are, is this behaviour restricting competition between independent repairers and authorised dealerships?
Okay.
And we're saying that it is, and we're asking car companies to...
You're asking them, you've written to them. What can you do to stop them?
So what we can do, we need a certain level of information to initiate an investigation. So we're asking consumers to report into us if they've experienced this. We can open investigation and take enforcement action. Potentially, these companies could be facing fines of up to 10 million euro or 10% of their annual worldwide turnover, whichever is greater. But we need sufficient evidence to start that investigation.
But you've had complaints, so what more evidence do you need?
So what we've had at the moment are kind of more anecdotal complaints for complainants. Some of them we followed up with and we're taking those on. What we're trying to get an understanding of is the sector-wide nature of this and which companies might be best affected so we can prioritise our enforcement action. So we need greater information to be able to do that.
Craig Whelan, Director of Antitrust at the CCPC, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.